堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes.
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello.I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，欢迎参加我们的会谈。今天咨询顾问 Tate 女士再次会晤 Direct Computers 公司负责生产和分销的副总裁 Stanton 先生。Stanton 先生告诉 Tate 女士，他的公司致力于提供快捷的服务，而这样做却造成昂贵的储运费用，也就是说把电脑发送给顾客的费用很大。致力于什么？用英文表达是 be committed to。 commit 这个动词的名词形式是 commitment， 而储运费用的英文是 distribution cost。 distributionis spelled D-I-S-T-R-I-B-U-T-I-O-N distribution。 好，我们赶快去参加 Stanley 先生和 Tate 女士的讨论吧。请边听边想这个问题， Direct Computers 有什么业务方面的问题？
So you ship each computer within 5 days and repair computers within 2 days.
We're committed to providing fast service.
And you really can distribute the computers within 5 days?
Generally, yes. But our distribution costs are increasing.
It's more expensive to deliver to customers one by one.
Right. It's cheaper to send a whole truckload to one place.
Like a retail outlet or a warehouse.
Instead, we deliver to individual customers.
Distribution costs must be really high.
That's our problem. High distribution costs.
Kate 女士一开始讨论就归纳了 Stanley 先生上次说的话。Direct Computers 在顾客订货后5天以内就送货上门。而电脑返修也在2天内又回到顾客的手上。我们再听听 Stanley 先生是怎么说的。
So you ship each computer within 5 days and repair computers within 2 days.
We're committed to providing fast service.
他说 We're committed to providing fast service. 就是我们致力于提供快捷的服务。公司得说明他们办事所需的确切时间，这往往是买卖成与不成的关键。Direct Computers 保证的发货和返修时间分别是 within 5 days, within 2 days, 就是在5天内，在2天内。在他俩刚才的那段讨论里，有两个词似乎有亲缘关系。先注意这句话里的动词 distribute。
And you really can distribute the computers within 5 days?
Tate 女士问，他们真的能在5天以内把电脑发送到顾客那儿吗？这句话里的 distribute 是动词，分销、储运。我们接着听 Stanley 先生的回答，注意他用了名词 distribution。
Generally, yes, but our distribution costs are increasing.
他做了肯定的答复，又补充说，但是他们的储运费用增加了。这里的 distribution 是名词。我们再听两个例子，注意里面的 distribute 和 distribution。
Distribute the computers. Our distribution costs are increasing.
接下来请你回答问题，请在答案里选用 distribute 或者 distribution。答完以后再对照一下我们说的答案。
What can Direct Computers do within 5 days?
Distribute the computers.
What is increasing?
Our distribution costs are increasing.
Stanton 先生接着要说明他们的储运费用怎么会增加的。注意，他俩的这段对话里用了三个不同的词 ,ship, send, deliver, 来表示同一个意思，运送。
So, you ship each computer within 5 days.
Right. It's cheaper to send a whole truckload to one place.
It's more expensive to deliver to customers one by one.
Stanton 先生说 It's cheaper to send a whole truckload to one place. Truckload. T-R-U-C-K-L-O-A-D. Truckload.
是整卡车的货物。他的意思是把整卡车的货物运到像零售店或者仓库那样的同一个地点，比运到散布各处的顾客那儿省钱。仓库的英文是 warehouse, W-A-R-E-H-O-U-S-E, warehouse. 我们再听一遍这两句话。
It's more expensive to deliver to customers one by one.
Right. It's cheaper to send a whole truckload to one place.
我们接着听 Tate 女士接过 Stanley 先生的话头又说什么。
Like a retail outlet or a warehouse.
Instead, we deliver to individual customers.
Tate 女士理解 Stanley 先生的话，她说把一大批电脑送往像零售店、仓库之类的某一个地方比较省钱，但是 Stanley 先生却说他们得把货物分发给顾客。让我们再听一遍这段讨论，请边听边考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
What is Direct Computer's problem?
So, you ship each computer within 5 days and repair computers within 2 days.
We're committed to providing fast service.
And you really can distribute the computers within 5 days?
Generally, yes. But our distribution costs are increasing.
It's more expensive to deliver to customers one by one.
Right. It's cheaper to send a whole truckload to one place.
Like a retail outlet or a warehouse.
Instead, we deliver to individual customers.
Distribution costs must be really high.
That's our problem. High distribution costs.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完以后再听听我们说的答案。
What is Direct Computer's problem?
High distribution costs.
谈到储运费用高， Tate 女士希望进一步了解为什么这笔开支如此直线上升。说价格飞涨或者费用直线上升的词是 skyrocketing, S-K-Y-R-O-C-K-E-T-I-N-G, skyrocketing. 其实储运费用高的问题是他们生意发展的后果之一。好，我们继续听他们的讨论，请边听边想这个问题，为什么储运费用不断的增加？
Why are the distribution costs skyrocketing?
Because we have more customers. It's the price of our success.
You mean you're successful at selling more computers?
And each computer must be distributed to the individual customer.
So you can't take advantage of economies of scale.
That's right. If we sell 100 computers, we have to deliver them to 100 different locations.
No wonder your distribution costs are through the roof.
If we don't do something quickly, we'll lose all our profits.
Tate 女士想了解储运费用直线上升的原因。我们听听她和 Stanley 先生的对答。
Why are the distribution costs skyrocketing?
Because we have more customers. It's the price of our success.
Stanton 先生概括了储运费用高的原因，因为他们的顾客越来越多，所以这实在是他们事业成功的代价。Tate 女士随即说出自己对 Stanton 先生的话的理解，她又用了以 you mean 起头的句型，我们听听她的理解是什么。
Because we have more customers. It's the price of our success.
You mean you're successful at selling more computers.
Tate 女士所领会的意思是，他们的成功在于销售了更多的电脑。他俩随即进一步解释，这为什么会造成企业经营成本上升。Tate 女士要谈到规模经济，英文就是 economies of scale。Economies, E-C-O-N-O-M-I-E-S, economies, scale, S-C-A-L-E, scale. 规模经济的概念是当企业扩展、销售增加的时候，产量随之增加。由于大规模生产和运输，生产及管理的平均成本会降低。这就是取得了规模经济效益。我们来听听 Direct Computers 有没有取得这样的效益呢？
And each computer must be distributed to the individual customer.
So you can't take advantage of economies of scale.
That's right. If we sell 100 computers, we have to deliver them to 100 different locations.
Direct Computers 没有能够按照规模经济的一般规律获利。Stanton 先生指出，主要原因是他们必须把每一台电脑分别送往位于不同地点的顾客，这就不可能利用大批集中的运输来节省费用了。我们接着听 Tate 女士的评论。
No wonder your distribution costs are through the roof.
她的话里有短语 through the roof。跟刚才学到的 skyrocketing 一样，是用来描述费用直线上升的。 through the roof 意思是大幅度升高。他说 no wonder 相当于难怪，就说什么事儿并不奇怪。我们再听几个例子。
No wonder your costs are high.
No wonder we are successful.
No wonder your profits are low.
好，我们回到他俩的讨论中来，听听 Stanton 先生认为什么是他们的当务之急，为什么？
If we don't do something quickly, we'll lose all our profits.
他认为他们要是不立即采取行动，就会失去全部利润。我们再听一次他的话表示的因果关系。
If we don't do something quickly, we'll lose all our profits.
What will happen if they don't do something quickly?
They'll lose all their profits.
我们再听几个也以条件从句加主句表示因果关系的例子。
If Direct Computers doesn't repair the computer in 2 days, we will send another computer.
What will happen if they don't repair the computer in 2 days?
They will send another computer.
If you have more customers,You'll have to deliver to more locations.
What will happen if we have more customers?
You will have to deliver to more locations.
现在请再听一遍这段谈话，请边听边思考这个问题的答案。
Why are distribution costs increasing? Why are the distribution costs skyrocketing?
Because we have more customers. It's the price of our success.
You mean you're successful at selling more computers.
And each computer must be distributed to the individual customer.
So you can't take advantage of economies of scale.
That's right. If we sell 100 computers, we have to deliver them to 100 different locations.
No wonder your distribution costs are through the roof.
If we don't do something quickly, we'll lose all our profits.
接下来请你回答下面的问题，答完以后再参考一下我们提供的答案。
Why are distribution costs increasing?
Because they have more customers.
其实 Direct Computers 已经开始在着手解决储运问题了。目前公司的电脑销往全国各地，公司扩展了，并且已经开设三个储运点。储运点用英文说是 distribution site， distribution site， 也就是储运中心。中心是 hub， H-U-B， hub。好，我们继续参加他俩的讨论，请边听边想这个问题：一共有几个储运中心呢？
Direct Computers sells computers all over the country?
That's right. Sent from distribution sites.
Okay, I wasn't sure about that.
Last year, we had just one central distribution point.
And since then, you've grown?
We have three main hubs. We just opened the third.
That's a lot of growth.
With the additional hub, we're closer to the customer.
It should cut down the delivery time.
That was the idea.
我们知道 Direct Computers 不设零售店，那么他们的电脑从哪里运给顾客的呢？我们再听一遍他俩的对答。
Direct Computers sells computers all over the country.
That's right. Sent from distribution sites.
Direct Computers 把电脑销往全国各地，他们是从储运中心把电脑运送出去的。他们正在增加自己的储运点吗？我们再继续听。
Last year, we had just one central distribution point.
And since then, you've grown?
We have three main hubs. We just opened the third.
That's a lot of growth.
他们的储运点近来确实有很大的发展。去年只有一个，如今发展到三个了。第三个是才开设的。大家注意到了吗？这几句话里有两个词好像是一家人，就是 grown， G-R-O-W-N， grown 和 growth， G-R-O-W-T-H， growth。 grown 是 grow 这个动词的过去分词， grow 这个词的拼法是 G-R-O-W。Grow 是不规则动词，它的过去式是 grew， G-R-E-W， grew。 动词 grow 加上 th 就成了名词 growth。 我们再听一遍 grown 和 growth 怎么样用在句子里。
And since then you've grown? That's a lot of growth.
增设储运中心会有什么效果呢？我们再往下听。
With the additional hub, we're closer to the customer.
It should cut down the delivery time.
That was the idea.
Stanley 先生说，增加储运点拉近了公司和顾客间的距离，随即会减少送货时间。正如 Tate 女士所说的 ，It should cut down the delivery time. 注意。他话里用 should 表示比较大的可能性。我们再听用 should 这个词的几个例子。
We plan to open an additional hub.
That should cut down the delivery time.
We can deliver computers more quickly.
That should increase your profits. I want to order a computer Monday.
You should have it within 5 days.
现在请你一听到我们说的某种情况以后马上做出评论，在那种情况下很可能会发生什么事儿，然后再对照一下我们做的评论。
We plan to open an additional hub.
That should cut down the delivery time.
We can deliver computers more quickly.
That should increase your profits. I want to order a computer Monday.
You should have it within 5 days.
接下来我们要再听一遍这段对话，请注意听这个问题的答案。
How many distribution sites are there? Direct Computers sells computers all over the country?
That's right. Sent from distribution sites.
Okay, I wasn't sure about that.
Last year, we had just one central distribution point.
And since then you've grown?
We have 3 main hubs. We just opened the 3rd.
That's a lot of growth.
With the additional hub, we're closer to the customer.
It should cut down the delivery time.
That was the idea.
现在请你回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们提供的答案。
How many distribution sites are there?
3.
接下来请大家再从头至尾听一遍他俩今天的讨论，复习一下学到的内容。
So, you ship each computer within 5 days and repair computers within 2 days.
We're committed to providing fast service.
And you really can distribute the computers within 5 days?
Generally, yes. But our distribution costs are increasing.
It's more expensive to deliver to customers one by one.
Right.It's cheaper to send a whole truckload to one place.
Like a retail outlet or a warehouse.
Instead, we deliver to individual customers.
Distribution costs must be really high.
That's our problem. High distribution costs.
Why are the distribution costs skyrocketing?
Because we have more customers. It's the price of our success.
You mean you're successful at selling more computers.
And each computer must be distributed to the individual customer.
So you can't take advantage of economies of scale.
That's right. If we sell 100 computers, we have to deliver them to 100 different locations.
No wonder your distribution costs are through the roof.
If we don't do something quickly, we'll lose all our profits.
Direct Computers sells computers all over the country?
That's right.Sent from distribution sites.
Okay, I wasn't sure about that.
Last year, we had just one central distribution point.
And since then, you've grown?
We have 3 main hubs. We just opened the 3rd.
That's a lot of growth.
With the additional hub, we're closer to the customer.
It should cut down the delivery time.
That was the idea.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。今天要说的是怎么样回应对方致谢的话。
Thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
You were a big help.
你听到了吗？对致谢的话做回应的最简单的方式是 You're welcome. 其实这儿不必多发挥，三言两语能表达诚意就行。然而还是有几种不同说法的。
Don't mention it.
别客气。
Glad to do it.
很高兴能效劳。
Anytime.
随时愿意帮忙。
No trouble at all.
一点儿也不麻烦。
I'm glad I could help.
我很高兴能帮上忙。
It's my pleasure.
很乐意。我们可以把这些话加上 please, 表示你的恳切。例如
Please don't mention it.
请注意下面这些话里的 please, 所采用的语调。因为那些 please 其实代替了像 please don't mention it 这样的句子。
Please, glad to do it.
Please, anytime.
Please, no trouble at all.
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lucky 和我请你再来参加下次会谈，你将听到 Direct Computers 公司怎么样装配顾客定制的电脑。今天的会谈就到这儿，我是伟伟，节目的主持人。这个节目由 Lucky 博士编写，伟伟改编，严华编辑，叶广海导播。谢谢收听，各位下次再见。